Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar and today Maseches Nedarim Daf Chav Beis, the third parak Arba Nedarim. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the grandson of Rabbi Yana the Elder came before him to seek an opening for his neder. Rabbi Yana the Elder asked him, "Ilu havi yadat the pasken pinkasa umimashmishim beavadach mina dart? If you would have known that in Shemaim they open your ledger and examine your actions when you vowed, would you have vowed?" The Ran explains that a person who makes a neder gives the impression that he holds himself to be a great person who will not stumble and violate his neder. Therefore, in Shemaim, they scrutinize his deeds to see if his opinion of himself reflects the truth. Rabbi Yavis said the source for this is the Pasuk of Mishlei, Bakir Nedarim Lebakir, and after vows to search. Even though Rabbi Yana released him from the neder, the Gemara notes that we do not follow this in practice. The Rishonim explain that one is told the severity of his misdeed. He may profess regret even if he actually does not regret his neder. The Gemara adds three more openings that we do not use for the same reason. Point number two, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani said in the name of Rabbi Yonason, Kol koas kol mine gehenim sholtim bo, anyone who gets angry, all types of gehenim dominate him, as it says, V'hasir kas milibecho v'havir ram mibsarecho, remove anger from your heart and remove evil from your flesh, referring to gehenim. And not only that, but hemorrhoids dominate him, as it says, and Hashem will give you there an angered heart and longing of eyes and suffering of soul. What causes the eyes to long and the soul to suffer? It's hemorrhoids. Other Amoraim added several more evils of anger. Whoever gets angry, even the Shechina is not significant to him. It causes one to forget his learning and increases his foolishness. It is certain that his sins outnumber his merits, as it says in the Pasuk, and a man of wrath is full of sin. And point number three, Rabbi Yossi said, Einis kalkin elkei Yisrael, we do not address one who swears by the God of Yisrael to annul his vow. Chutz mekonim ishti nenes li shegan ves kisi v'shikasu es bini. Except for one who said, konim my wife's benefit from me because she stole my purse or because she hit my child. V'no deshol ganve v'shol yikatu. And it became known that she didn't steal it or hit him. The Ran explains that we do not ideally allow annulment of any shavua, although b'di'evid, an annulment would be effective. However, in the above case of a shavua causing division between a man and his wife, which additionally was based on an error, we will allow an annulment. After reporting two incidents where Amoraim followed this ruling, the Gemara concludes that in fact the halacha is that we do allow annulments of shavuos. So once again, the three points are: number one, the grandson Rabbi Yana the Elder came before him to seek an opening for his nether. Rabbi Yana the Elder asked him, Ilu havi yadat, the pasken pinkasa umimashmashim ba'avadach mina dart? If you would have known that in Shemaim they open your ledger and examine your actions when you vowed, would you have vowed? The Ran explains that a person who makes a neder gives the impression that he holds himself to be a great person who will not stumble and violate his neder. Therefore, in Shemaim they scrutinize his deeds to see if his opinion of himself reflects the truth. Rabbi Yavis said the source for this is the pasuk of Mishlei, Bakir Nedarim Lebakir, and after vows to search. Even though Rabbi Yana released him from the neder, the Gemara notes that we do not follow this in practice. The Rishonim explain that one is told the severity of his misdeed. He may profess regret even if he actually does not regret his neder. The Gemara adds three more openings that we do not use for the same reason. Point number two, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani said in the name of Rabbi Yonason, Kol koas kol mine gehenim sholtim bo, anyone who gets angry, all types of gehenim dominate him, as it says, V'hasir kas milibecho v'havir ram mibsarecho, remove anger from your heart and remove evil from your flesh, referring to gehenim. And not only that, but hemorrhoids dominate him, as it says, and Hashem will give you there an angered heart and longing of eyes and suffering of soul. What causes the eyes to long and the soul to suffer? It's hemorrhoids. Other Amoraim added several more evils of anger. Whoever gets angry, even the Shechina is not significant to him. It causes one to forget his learning and increases his foolishness. It is certain that his sins outnumber his merits, as it says in the Pasuk, and a man of wrath is full of sin. And point number three, Rabbi Yossi said, Einis kalkin elkei Yisrael, we do not address one who swears by the God of Yisrael to annul his vow. Chutz mekonim ishti nenes li shegan ves kisi v'shikasu es bini. Except for one who said, konim my wife's benefit from me because she stole my purse or because she hit my child. V'no deshol ganve v'shol yikatu. And it became known that she didn't steal it or hit him. The Ran explains that we do not ideally allow annulment of any shavua, although b'di'evid, an annulment would be effective. However, in the above case of a shavua causing division between a man and his wife, which additionally was based on an error, we will allow an annulment. After reporting two incidents where Amoraim followed this ruling, the Gemara concludes that in fact the halacha is that we do allow annulments of Shavuos. All right, so now we go to our siman daf chav beis, and our standard siman is a taxi cab. So here goes. The cab driver who got stuck in traffic caused by judges who were reviewing a ledger and examining the actions of a man who made a vow got so angry that all types of Gehenim dominated him. And he called his wife and erroneously made a Shavua that she may not benefit from him because he thought she stole his GPS. Once again, in slow motion. The cab driver, that must be my daf chav beis. The cab driver who got stuck in traffic caused by judges who were reviewing a ledger and examining the actions of a man who made a vow. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yonah the Elder asked his grandson who made a nether, if you would have known that in Shamayim they open your ledger and examine your actions when you vowed, would you have vowed? The Ron explains that a person who makes a nether gives the impression that he holds himself to be a great person who will not stumble and violate his nether. Therefore, in Shamayim, they scrutinize his deeds to see if his opinion of himself reflects the truth. We don't follow this practice because when one is told the severity of his misdeed, he may profess regret even if he actually does not regret his nether. So the cab driver got stuck in traffic caused by judges who were reviewing a ledger and examining the actions of a man who made a vow, got so angry that all types of Gehenim dominated him. Which reminds us, we learn about all the ill effects of cuts of anger, such as all types of Gehenim rule over him, he gets hemorrhoids, and he forgets his learning. So the cab driver got stuck in traffic caused by judges who were reviewing a ledger and examining the actions of a man who made a vow, got so angry that all types of Gehenim dominated him. And he called his wife and erroneously made a shavua that she may not benefit from him because he thought she stole his GPS, which reminds Rabbi Asi said, "Ein niskalkin lo kei Yisrael, we do not address one who swears by the God of Israel to annul his vow, except for one who said, Kona, my wife's benefit from me because she stole my purse or because she hit my child, and it became known that she did not steal it or hit him." So once again, the cab driver got stuck in traffic caused by judges who were reviewing a ledger and examining the actions of a man who made a vow, got so angry that all types of Gehenim dominated him. And he called his wife and erroneously made a shvua that she may not benefit from because he thought she stole his GPS. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara. Daf Yud Ches. So the simmer Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The rabbi standing under the chuppah, that must be more on Daf Yud Ches. The rabbi standing under the chuppah with a nazir who walked down the aisle to the popular tune of Nazir LaHazir, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that the pasuk of Nazir LaHazir, which teaches that Naziris takes effect on Naziris, is needed in a case where one declared two Naziris vows simultaneously. The Ron explains that they're effective as 2 30-day periods. Without the pasuk, one might have thought that one would be chayav to observe them as one long 60-day period of Naziris. So the rabbi standing in the chuppah with a nazir who walked down the aisle to the popular tune of Nazir LaHazir was shocked when the kala asked him to release her first shavua not to eat, and then discovered her second shavua kicked in. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph had stated, Shavu shu'ochal va'achal, I swear I will not eat this, and he ate it. Eino chai ve'alachas, he's only chai for once at a malchus. This implies that the second shavua does not take effect at all. Rav on this stuff qualifies this by saying, if he asks for a head to birth the first Shavua, the second takes effect on him. The second Shavua is valid insofar as the first is not active to prevent it from taking effect. So the rabbi standing under the chuppah with a nazir who walked down the aisle to the popular tune of Nazir Lazir was shocked when the kala asked him to release her first Shavua not to eat, and then discovered her second Shavua kicked in. So he changed his speech and gave them advice for their future together that, Stam Nadar Mohachmir Uperushim Mohakil. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Stam Nadarim Hakamir, unspecific Nadarim are treated stringently, but their explanation is accepted even leniently. The Mishnah gives numerous illustrations of this principle, the first being, Amar Hai like Sar Maliach Kayani Nesach. If he said it's to me like salted meat or like poured wine, and didn't specify which type of meat or wine he was referencing, whether it was meat of a carbon and wine of Yai Nesach or meat and wine served to a Avodah Zorah, we assume he intended to make a valid neder, for otherwise, as the Rosh explains, he had no reason to say anything. Daf Yud Tes. So the Simmer Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The captain of the yacht, that must be Moran Daf Yud Tes. The captain of the yacht transporting a Suffolk Bechor, which was not to be worked or sheared, which reminds us, the Rabbi Elazar rules that Suffolk Naziris Lahaka, but when it comes to Suffolk Bechor, he's machmir in that it can't be worked or sheared, because while a person does not intend to affect a neder in the case of a Suffolk, it would not prevent automatic Kedusha from taking effect. So the captain of the yacht transporting a Suffolk Bechor, which was not to be worked or sheared, tried to calm down an irate Suffolk Nazir passenger who complained the wind blew off the deck some grain he made his Nazira's conditional on. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brace of one, says Harani Nazir, Yemyesh Mekri Hazem Meyakur. I'm here by a Nazir, if there are 100 kor in this pile, and he went and found that it was stolen or lost and can no longer determine its volume, Rav Yehuda says he's not a Nazir, and Shimon says he is. So the captain of the yacht transporting a Suffolk Bachor, which was not to be worked or sheared, tried to calm down an irate Suffolk Nazir passenger who claimed the wind blew off the deck some grain he made his Nazir's conditional on, by telling him that even if he had pledged to be a Nazir Shimshon, what neaten a Nazir is Elul HaFla, and that he is not a Nazir, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even a declaration to be a Nazir Shimshon, which means he may not cut his hair for life like Shimshon, in a case of a Suffolk, he is not a Nazir. Ravashi says Rabbi Yehuda was quoting the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon, who said, in a case where a man said about an approaching person, I am a Nazir if that is Ploni, and a second person said, I am a Nazir if that is not Ploni, ein ech mehem Nazir. Neither of them is a Nazir, regardless of who was correct, shuod nitin a Naziris el lahafla, because Naziris was only given to take effect when there is a clear expression with no uncertainty at the time of the declaration. Daf Chaf, so the Simmer Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The patron sitting at the quaint seaside cafe, that must be on Daf Chaf. The patron sitting at the quaint seaside cafe with cherem net decor, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yudches Amabes stated regarding the Darim, who Perushim Lahako, their interpretation is accepted even if it's lenient. The Mishnah here gives numerous examples of someone who provides a far-fetched interpretation of his neder. The first one being, one vowed with a cherem and said afterwards, I vowed only regarding the cherem, meaning the net of the sea. Remer says about these cases, Al Kulan Ein Nishan Lehem, in all of them, they do not request a heter. The neder is invalid. The Im Nishalu Onshino Sanu Machmino Lehem, and if they did request a heter, we punish them and are strict with them. The Gemara notes the apparent contradiction in the Mishnah whether a heter for the neder is required, and explains that whereas the Talmud Chacham is fully believed about his original intent and does not require a heter, Anam Arts is not trusted and thus requires a heter. So the patrons eating at the quaint seaside cafe with cherem net decor, who were bashful to share that they had come from the Sinai desert, which reminds us it was taught in Bryce regarding the purpose of the experience at Har Sinai. The Pasuk states, Ba'avur tia yirasa al penechem, zo busha, so that the fear of him will be in your faces. This refers to the trait of busha, of shame, so that you should not sin, which teaches that shame leads to the fear of sin. And it was taught that he who does not have the trait of busha, it's known that his ancestors did not stand at Har Sinai. So the patrons eating at the quaint seaside cafe with cherem net decor, who were bashful to share that they had come from the Sinai desert, were happy to hear they could have their food prepared according to their preference, be it salted, roasted, cooked, or stewed. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan Devay said that he was told by angels about four disabilities in children, which are caused by various improper activities of their parents during relations. The Gemara concludes that the Chachamim say the halacha does not accord with Rabbi Yochanan Devay. Rather, all that a man wants to do with his wife he may do, and they bring a mushel, it's comparable to meat that comes from the butcher. If he wants to eat it salted, roasted, cooked, or stewed, he may do so. Daf Chafav, so the Simmer Daf Chafav is a car pronounced ka by people from Boston. So here goes. The electric ka dealer, that must be one Daf Chafav, car, ka. The electric ka dealer who made a motivational netter that he won't sell his newest model for less than $100,000, which reminds us, the Mishnah gives an example of Nidrei Zeruzi, motivational nedarim. If one was selling an item and said, Konam, the proceeds of the sale to me, that I will not sell it for less than a seller, which is 4 dinarim, and the buyer said, Konam she'eni mosivucha o a shekel, Konam the item to me, if I buy it for more than a shekel, which is 2 dinarim, shneim rotzim b'shosha dinarim, both are agreeable to the price of 3 dinarim, which is midway between the two. Rava says you can even explain this according to the Rabbanan. Mi katan shneim ratzu, shneim rotzim katani. Does it say they both agreed, meaning they later agreed? It says they both are agreeable, which means all along they were agreeable to the price of 3 denarii, and the netter is invalid because they never intended what they said. So the electric car dealer who made a motivational netter that he won't sell his newest model for less than $100,000 to the customer who made a netter to pay no more than $49,999 minus a pruta, which reminds us, Ravina asked Ravashi, if the seller said in his netter an amount greater than a seller and the buyer said a netter for an amount less than a shekel, Nidra Hava or Zeruzin Hava, is it a legitimate netter or a motivational one? According to the Run's first explanation that the amount means a pruta, which is the smallest coin, the seller meant that he will not accept less than a seller and a pruta, and the buyer meant that he will not pay more than a shekel minus a pruta. The question is whether their naming such precise values indicates that they did intend the nedarim literally. So the electric kadi who made a motivational netter that he won't sell his newest model for less than $100,000 to the customer who made a netter to pay no more than $49,999 minus a pruta soon regretted his rash decision and called his rabbi who was known to only give a heter on four types of nedarim, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Ravasi, Arba nedarim ha'u tzrichin she'el chochem, these four types of nedarim of the Mishnah require a heter of a sage. Rav Yosef taught Rav Yehuda's statement differently, Ein chacham rasha lahatye el kein arba nedarim halu. A sage is not allowed to annul a neder except like these four types of nedarim. Only a mistaken circumstance, such as the vower would not have made the neder had he been fully aware of it, is sufficient grounds to annul a neder. This is like the four types of nedarim in which the vower never intended to make a neder. The Gemara concludes based on this, Kesavra ein poskim b'charata. He holds, we cannot make an opening with mere regret. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which definition Rabbi Tarfon says in a case of Suffolk Nazirus, one is not a Nazir? Since Lonitna Nazirus Allah Hafla, Nazirus only takes effect if there is certainty. That's on Duff. Yod test. Good number 2. Which Duff do we learn when one gets angry, all types of Gehenim dominate him? That's on Duff. Chav Beis. Good number 3. Which of the one that Rabbi Yosef taught that Rabbi Yudah holds that the Chacham can only annul a neder like the four nedarim and not based on charata alone? That's on Daf. Chafaf. Good. Number 4. Which of the one learned stam nedarim lahachmir uperushim lahakel? That's on Daf. Yudches. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we discuss annulling Shavuot, such as in the case when one made a Shavuot forbidding benefit from his wife because he thought she stole his money? That's on Daf. Chav Beis. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we use the mashal of one who can eat his food the way he prefers it? That's on Daf. Chav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we want, according to Rav Huna, the parallel case of Shvu b'toch Shvu is where he said, a Shvu I will not eat figs, a Shvu I will not eat figs and dates? That's on Daf. Yud Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn when one makes a neder, they review his deeds in Shamayim, since making a neder indicates one holds of himself that he won't violate his neder? That's on Daf. Chav Beis. Good. Number 9. Which of the one, an example, Nidrei Zeruzim, is when a seller makes a neder, he will not sell for less than 4 dinarim, and the buyer says he won't buy for more than 2 dinarim? That's on Daf. Chafav. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we discuss the case when one made a neder with a cherem and said afterwards, I made a neder only regarding the charmel shel yam, the cherem, the net of the sea? That's on Daf. Chaf. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman. Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.